So, Johnny, congratulations. You're a councillor in Lisburn in a year's time.
Yes.
For NI21.
NI21.
I suspect the only councillor to be elected for NI21, but certainly the first.
Yes.
What is it? What went through your mind in the last couple of hours as the transfers came and went? And
I mean, I'd say it's a great day for BR. I think it got down to the stage, I think two eliminations for the end there, where I sort of thought it was it. That was me out, and I was kind of resolved in that manner. And then UKIP decided to very nicely transfer me 69 votes, which I'm eternally grateful for. I'll have to take Alan out for a drink later.
You may have to stay in Europe or come out or
I might need to do that. But yeah, look, I can't deny I'm delighted. I'm disappointed that we didn't get more, but, and you know, we had two really good close calls with David Kearns and Christina Dobson, but I think I'm delighted for myself, obviously.
I mean, in Lisburn and Castlereagh, yesterday it was very close, kind of about 20 votes was in it. Even some of the parties have been calling it for David Kearns today in Lisburn South. And actually, you had nearly been written off. I suspect I had done that as well. Maybe you had even done that. But actually, but STV comes through in the end, and actually, just enough, you took out some DUP folk. And
yeah, I mean, look, I have to say to about Yvonne Craig, you know, she's a great councillor, and Jonathan Craig's, you know, great MLA, you know, they've got a family history and politics in Lisburn Castlereagh, so I hope she can she does all she can in the next 10 months, you know, to put across her message in council. She's done really, really great work. It's unfortunate that I have to get in at her expense.
But it is a race, and there are winners and losers.
There are, yes, yeah, that's the unfortunate thing. Thankfully, this time I was a winner.
I mean, what's your stance on Lisburn and Castlereagh? What will you be? I guess you'll be very independent. You're unlikely to get into bed with the DUP and the UUP immediately. You're unlikely to vote with nationalists immediately. You're going to make up your own mind, are you?
Yeah, I think so. It's aligned with the message of the party. We're going to look at all the issues on their merits. It's not to do with whether Sinn Féin vote this way, DUP vote that way, so we'll vote this way. It's looking at the issues on their merits, whether they're good for Lisburn. That's simply what a councillor should do, so that's what I'll do.
Should things go wrong at the top of your party, you could be the only elected representative left?
Possibly, but look, the party needs to come together and decide what it's going to do with the leadership. It's not for me to say what happens with the leadership at all. What the party decides will be the best thing for the leadership.
But you're happy to stick with the blue square, with the kind of green and white NI21 as a brand, as a party?
Did you start doing that analogy from the start? Not really. Nothing's changed. We're still united behind the message. I still follow the message of the party, the dream of the party. It's that dream that made me want to stand for election in the first place, and that hasn't changed. It simply hasn't changed.
Well, Johnny McCarthy, congratulations. Another councillor, another new face. Well done.
Thank you.